Okay, so we're diving into the world of postfix.
Right.
You've given us quite a bit of reading material on postfix basic configuration.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like building a secure email server like from the ground up.
That's right. Yeah, email might seem kind of magical, but behind the scenes, it's all these powerful systems. And with PostFix, you can actually control that magic yourself.
Now that's what I call taking back control of your inbox.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a second here. Like setting up a mail server sounds kind of intimidating.
Sure.
Where do we even begin?
Well, good news is PostFix is known for its sensible defaults.
Okay.
You can think of it like buying a car that's already road ready.
Okay.
However, just like you'd want to customize your ride, understanding these defaults is key to truly owning your email setup.
Right.
And that's where the main configuration file, main.cf, comes into play.
Okay, so main.cf is like the car's dashboard. All the essential controls are right there.
Exactly. One of the first things you'll want to set is your server's identity using My Origin and My Destination.
Okay.
This is how your server introduces itself to the email world, kind of like setting its name and return address.
Makes sense. You don't want your mail ending up lost in the digital void because your server forgot to wear its name tag.
Right.
What happens if we mess this up?
Oh, that can lead to some serious email headaches,
Okay.
like mail loops.
Oh no.
Imagine sending an email that bounces back and forth between servers endlessly, like a digital ping pong match that never ends.
Oh wow.
Not only is it annoying, but it can also impact email delivery for everyone involved.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Right.
So we definitely want to make sure my destination is set up correctly right from the get-go.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Now, once you've got your server's identity sorted,
Okay.
you need to control who's allowed to use it to send mail.
Okay.
This is where My Networks comes in. It acts as your server's bouncer, deciding who gets the VIP treatment to relay mail.
So if we're not careful with my networks, we could end up with a server that's a little too popular, especially with those spammers looking for an easy way in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A misconfigured My Networks setting can turn your server into an open relay, which is like leaving your front door wide open for anyone to send whatever they want.
Yeah.
Not the kind of reputation you want for your email server.
Definitely not.
No.
We want to be known for sending legitimate emails, not being a haven for spam.
Right.
So how do we strike the right balance with my networks? What are our options?
Well, PostFix gives you different My Network style settings for fine-grained control.
Okay.
You can authorize relay access based on individual IP addresses, entire subnets, or even delegate that responsibility to PostFix itself.
So it's about choosing the level of security that matches our needs, right? Like choosing between a personal bodyguard or a high-tech security system.
Precisely. Now, let's say we've got our security detail in place.
Okay.
The next step is deciding where our mail is allowed to go.
Okay.
This is where Relay Domains enters the picture.
So it's not just about who can send mail from our server, but also about who we're willing to relay mail to.
Yeah.
We're talking about responsible email forwarding here.
Absolutely.
Right.
And this is another area where understanding the default behavior is crucial.
Okay.
PostFix is generally set up to relay mail for any domain listed under My Destination and its subdomains.
Okay.
This is perfectly fine if you're only managing mail for your own domain. But if you're responsible for multiple domains or subdomains, you need to configure relay domains very carefully.
Otherwise, we risk becoming an open relay again, right?
Right. A misconfigured relay domain setting is a recipe for trouble. Imagine if a large company accidentally misconfigured this setting.
Oh, wow.
They could unwittingly become a relay for massive amounts of spam impacting email delivery for countless users, not to mention the hit their reputation would take.
Talk about a PR nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered who can send mail from our server and where that mail is allowed to go.
Right.
But what about how it actually gets to its destination?
That's a great question. And it brings us to the concept of direct delivery versus indirect delivery using a relay host. Think of
Okay.
it like choosing between hand delivering a message yourself or dropping it in a mailbox.
So direct delivery is like taking the scenic route while a relay host is like opting for the express lane. Both get the job done, but the best approach depends on your specific needs.
That's a great way to put it. Direct delivery is often the most straightforward approach.
Okay.
However, it requires a clear path between your server and the recipient's server, which might not always be feasible.
Like if you're stuck in traffic, you might need to find an alternate route. So when would we choose to use a relay host?
If your server's behind a firewall, for instance, direct delivery might not be possible.
Okay.
Or if you have a specific network configuration that requires it, you'll want to configure the relay host parameter.
Okay.
This tells your PostFix server to hand off outgoing mail to a designated intermediary, your relay host, for final delivery.
So instead of trying to navigate the entire email highway system itself, our server relies on a trusted guide to handle the last leg of the journey.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned the relay host parameter. Are there any gotchas there? You know, those little details that can trip us up if we're not careful.
You're always thinking one step ahead.
I always got to watch out for those potholes.
And you're right. There's a small but crucial detail here.
Okay.
To ensure smooth sailing with DNS MX lookups, always enclose your relay host's host name in brackets.
Okay.
It's a tiny tweak that can prevent major headaches down the line.
It's amazing how these little details can make all the difference. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from setting up our server's identity to controlling mail flow and even choosing the right delivery method.
We have.
But what happens when things go wrong? How do we even begin to troubleshoot issues and ensure our server is as secure as Fort Knox?
Right.
It's like they say, everything can break, and when it comes to something as critical as email, like, we need to be prepared.
Absolutely. Right. Luckily, PostFix has you covered. Remember the Postmaster alias we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
It's not just a fancy title.
Right.
It's your server's designated point of contact for all things troubleshooting.
Ah, so it's like the server's own personal help desk ready to receive those panicked my email is down messages.
Precisely.
Okay.
But instead of ignoring those messages, make sure to direct the Postmaster alias to a real live person who can investigate any issues.
Right.
And believe me, I learned this the hard way. I once had a server grind to a halt because of a misconfigured my destination. Let's just say I became very well acquainted with the Postmaster inbox that week.
Oh, that does not sound fun.
Nope.
Now, while receiving every single system notification might be a bit overwhelming, I'm guessing we can customize what gets reported to the Postmaster.
You bet. The Notify Classes parameter lets you fine-tune which events trigger a notification.
Okay.
You can prioritize critical issues like resource problems or software errors.
Right.
So you're not drowning in alerts about minor hiccups.
It's about finding the right balance between staying informed and maintaining sanity. Right? We don't want to miss those critical alerts because we're too busy chasing down minor glitches.
Exactly. Now, beyond troubleshooting, let's talk about fortifying our server's defenses.
Okay.
One powerful technique is running PostFix daemons cruded. It's like giving your server its own personal panic room.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's so special about this cruded environment?
Well, imagine this. Even if an attacker manages to penetrate your server's outer defenses, cruding confines them to a restricted environment.
Okay.
Like a virtual prison cell. They can't access critical system files or wreak havoc on your entire setup.
So even in a worst-case scenario, we're limiting the potential damage.
Yeah.
It's like having a security system that not only sounds the alarm, but also contains the threat.
Exactly. Now, let's shift gears and talk about those scenarios where you might have a server behind a NAT or acting as a backup MX host.
Okay.
This is where the proxy interfaces parameter comes into play. Mm.
Okay. This is getting into some trickier network territory. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. Let's say your server is hiding behind a NAT. From the outside world's perspective, it has a different IP address than its internal one.
Okay.
The proxy interfaces parameter is how you tell your server, hey, this is the face you show to the public when sending mail.
So it's all about maintaining a consistent identity even when dealing with network translations.
Right.
We don't want our mail getting lost because our server forgot which mask it was wearing.
That's a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're on the topic of network interfaces, let's touch on int interfaces.
Okay.
This parameter tells PostFix which network interfaces it should listen on for incoming mail.
So it's like setting up the mailboxes on our server, making sure we're listening for deliveries at the right addresses.
Precisely. Now, this is usually straightforward if you're running a single instance of PostFix.
Okay.
But imagine you're dealing with a high-volume email operation, like a large organization or a web hosting provider.
We're talking about handling a massive amount of mail here. What changes in those scenarios?
That's when you might set up multiple virtual mail servers.
Okay.
Each handling mail for different domains, all on a single physical machine. And that's where int interfaces becomes even more critical.
So it's like having a high-rise apartment building for email with each virtual server occupying its own floor, and int interfaces acts as the mailroom directory, making sure each server gets its mail delivered to the right place.
Exactly. Each virtual server needs its own designated int interfaces setting.
Right.
Ensuring they're listening on the correct network interfaces to avoid any mail mix-ups or those dreaded mail loops.
It's all about maintaining order and efficiency, even in the bustling world of email. Now, we've touched on main.cf quite a bit, but I can't help but notice this other file you mentioned earlier, master.cf.
Right.
What's its role in this whole setup?
Oh, you stumbled upon the control panel for the real postfix power users. While main.cf handles the core configuration for a single postfix server, master.cf gives you granular control over the individual postfix daemons and how they interact.
Daemons? Those sound like some serious behind-the-scenes players.
They are. Think of daemons as the tireless workers that keep your email flowing smoothly. You've got daemons responsible for receiving incoming mail, sending outgoing mail queuing messages, and more.
It's like a well-coordinated team, each daemon with its own specialized role.
Yeah.
So master.cf lets us tweak how those individual players operate.
Exactly. This is where you can fine-tune things like process limits, memory usage, and even configure custom daemons for specific tasks.
Now, that sounds incredibly powerful, but I'm guessing it's not something you'd typically dive into right away.
You're right. Mastering master.cf is like earning your black belt in postfix administration.
Yeah.
It's not for the faint of heart, but for larger setups or those who need that extra level of control, it's an invaluable tool.
It's like unlocking a secret level in the world of postfix configuration. So we've explored a ton of settings, from server identity to relay control troubleshooting, and even touched on advanced topics like cruding and master.cf.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's clear that setting up a mail server is no small feat.
You're right. There's a lot to consider. But it's all about understanding the core principles and then gradually building upon that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with anything worthwhile, it takes time and practice.
And maybe a few late nights poring over configuration files?
Maybe a few.
But seriously, you've given us a lot to digest here.
It's been my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But before you run off to build your own email empire,
okay,
I want to emphasize one more thing.
Okay.
The way you configure your server has real-world implications, not just for you, but for the entire email ecosystem.
Right. We talked about the dangers of open relays and the importance of securing your server. It's not something to be taken lightly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Always be mindful of the security implications of your actions. Stay informed about emerging threats and strive to be a responsible citizen of the email world.
Words to live by in the digital age. So to wrap up this part of our postfix adventure, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to consider as they embark on their own email server journeys? It's like we're handing them the keys to their own email kingdom, but with great power comes great responsibility.
Precisely. And speaking of responsibility, let's circle back to email security.
Okay.
We've covered the basics, but to truly fortify your email server, you'll want to explore advanced security measures like SASL and TLS.
Okay, those acronyms sound a bit like a foreign language to me.
Sure.
Can you break them down in a way that even I can understand?
Absolutely. Think of SSL, or Simple Authentication and Security Layer, as the bouncer at the email club.
Okay.
It verifies the identities of the servers involved in the email exchange, making sure no imposter servers are trying to sneak in and intercept sensitive information.
So no more fake IDs in the email world.
Yeah.
I like it. But what about actually securing the content of the emails themselves? Right. That's where TLS comes in.
You got a TLS, or Transport Layer Security, swoops in to encrypt the emails as they're being transmitted between servers. It's like sending your messages through a secure tunnel, protecting them from prying eyes.
So if someone's trying to eavesdrop on our email conversations, they'll just hear a bunch of gibberish.
Exactly. Without the proper encryption keys, those intercepted messages will be completely unreadable. It's like having your own private conversation in a crowded room. But instead of whispering, you're speaking in code.
Now that's what I call email security. It sounds like SASL and TLS are essential for anyone serious about protecting their email communications.
Absolutely. And the best part is Postfix makes it relatively straightforward to implement these security features.
That's music to my ears. Now, I know we could probably spend an entire deep dive just talking about SASL and TLS.
Right.
But for now, we'll leave our listeners with that little teaser.
Consider it a challenge to explore those topics further. Trust me, the world of email security is full of fascinating twists and turns.
Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into postfix basic configuration.
We have.
We've journeyed from setting up a server's identity to controlling mail flow, troubleshooting those inevitable hiccups, and even explored advanced topics like cruding virtual mail servers and, of course, those email bodyguards, SASL and TLS.
It's been a wild ride.
It has.
Hopefully our listeners are feeling empowered to take control of their email destinies.
Exactly. Remember, setting up a mail server might seem daunting at first, but with a little patience, perseverance, and the right guidance, Anyone can master the art of email delivery.
That's right. Practice makes perfect.
And never underestimate the power of a good configuration file.
You're here.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure picking your brain.
The pleasure was all mine. Until next time.
And to our listeners, happy configuring, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.